Jones wants to air deep.
He's got somebody.
Oh. At the 31, it's Smith.
He's in and out of the hands of the defender and caught by Richard Smith for an Arkansas touchdown.
This is former Razorback, wide receiver, and All-American track and field athlete Richard Smith, and you're listening to The Morning Rush.
17 touchdowns, almost 2,000 yards for our next guest. Bringing him in now, it is Richard Smith. You heard him, not only Arkansas wide receiver, but All-American track and field athlete. Richard, thanks so much for making some time for us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Which one are you more proud of, the All-American in track or what you did in football?
It's a toss-up for me. I love both the sports. That was one of the main reasons why I came to Arkansas. Obviously, my senior year in high school, 98, the football team was doing very well that year. And the track program has always been a national-known track program. So I really love track, and I really love football.
Richard, one of the things that we were talking with Matt Jones months ago is that Arkansas needs to get back to having guys that are on the track and field program back within. Now, you're one of those players that not only Matt played with, but he had an example of. The lack of team speed has been pretty prevalent on the team the last couple of years. How important is it for Arkansas football to get back to having guys and picking up guys that are on the track and field program?
I think it's very important. I think coaches should recruit guys that do multiple sports in high school. First, I know it's kind of hard, difficult to do both sports in college because it was very difficult for me. I felt like I was always in season, which I basically was, except for the summertime. But it would be great to see that happen again. Obviously, myself, Ahmad Carroll, and Eddie Jackson were three guys that were on the football team and on the track program. They were All-Americans as well.
You mentioned those guys. I know those guys had some speed as well, but Clay Henry wanted me to ask you during this interview, Richard, did you always feel like you were the fastest guy on the field?
Yep.
Easy answer, Tommy. Easy answer.
No hesitation.
No explanation needed.
I've always thought that I was the fastest. If I didn't think that, I've never not thought that. Even when I had... You know, on my team, I had Ahmad Carroll, a guy that was really, really fast. He was a sprinter on the track team. Even with that, we would always battle in practice. Me, him, Eddie, other guys, we always battle in practice with the weight room, the sprints and stuff and track. But I've always thought I was the fastest. I've just always had that kind of confidence.
You know, you bring up getting players that have the skill and the ability to do both. I think some of it nowadays, or it has been, maybe there's a shift away from this mindset, but there's been such specialization at the high school level in sports where kids weren't allowed to play or didn't have the time to play, or the sport they were in, like basketball, was almost year-round. The specialization of high school sports, youth sports, has kind of killed off the idea of athletes being able to excel and achieve dreams in multiple sports.
Yeah, I really believe that. Obviously, once I got done playing and with the Razorbacks and the NFL, I coached for about 6 years, and I saw a lot of that. I used to try to get my football guys to come out and run track for me because I was an offensive coordinator and one of the track coaches. And once they saw that track would help them with their flexibility and just getting faster, I had a lot of skill guys that actually love track. And with all this specialization, you never know. Another sport could be better for you. Or you can get a scholarship in that other sport, even though you want to get a scholarship in football or basketball.
Yeah, we're going to get some questions about this season. I'll ask you one more about the differences between track and football. We're talking with former Razorback Richard Smith. What did you have to do differently to prepare your body for the different times of the year? What did you do differently for football and track? Because, you know, some people think, oh, you just go out there and you start running and turn left. Well, I think there's probably a little more to it than that.
No, there's a lot more to it. For me, it was more about my body and my body weight. Obviously, I was fast. I was fast enough to play football and run track. For me, I would weigh about 185 to 180 in football season. In track, I would get down to 165 to 170. So that's a big difference, and it was very tough. especially during football season, where you feel like I could eat whatever I want and still wouldn't gain enough weight. Like, the coaches wanted me to be 200 pounds for football season. I still would, I'd be able to eat whatever I want and still would be able to gain that weight. And during track season, it would just be so hard to lose weight. And I know I would kind of, you know, spur myself a little bit to get my weight down, because I was a sprinter jumper, and for jumpers, we needed to have our weight in a certain way so we could feel light to jump.
Richard Smith with us here on the Morning Rush. Richard, you mentioned coaching previously. I know you're at the University of Arkansas. Kind of explain to our audience what you're doing now.
Yeah, right now, I think for the last almost 8 years now, I've been back in Arkansas. I got a job with the University of Athletic Department working with the athletes on their academics. So my official title is a learning specialist, which I work with the most high-at-risk student athletes. Students that come to college a little bit underprepared for sports or football, basketball.
So, Richard, you mentioned working with the student athletes. I know this is a completely new world we're living in with COVID-19, and there's been a lot of just kind of disagreement on what should happen with college football this season and stuff. If you were still in a Razorback uniform, if you still had eligibility, how would you approach college football for Arkansas this season?
I think it's a twofold question. If I was a junior or senior, I think I would really be hard-pressed not to play, especially you're trying to put film on a tape for NFL scouts. I think at that point I would play. If you were a freshman, maybe sophomore, I still think it would be very, very hard not to play, because that's what you're wanting to come here to do. You came here to play football. You came here to do your sport. And that's what all these kids want to do. So I think it's a very hard question for anybody. But for me, I think I would want to play.
Richard Smith with us here on the Morning Rush. You've had a front row seat to kind of seeing the transition with this program. Kind of a two-parter here. What do you think of the new offense and what Kendall Briles is installing at Arkansas? And how do you think you would fit inside a Kendall Briles offense and what we're going to see this year?
Well, first off, I think I've actually been able to go over and watch a couple of practices, and I think the offense is going to look really, really good. Obviously, they didn't have a spring to implement all the stuff they probably want to implement. They didn't have the spring to see what kind of talent they have. I do think we have talent here. Obviously, I felt like with my skill set, I ran 4.3. I was a great route runner. I think I'm going to get in well with this offense, and I would have loved to play in like a sprint offense.
Yeah. When you look at Treylon Burks and you look at Knox and Woods, what give us your assessment of the wide receivers and what you see this year and what Arkansas has to send downfield?
Well, obviously, I was a wide receiver, and so when I go to practice or around those guys, I gravitate to that. And Treylon Burks, I think Trey Knox and Mike Woods and some of those other guys, Devion Warren, they should take a step forward this year. Obviously, Treylon is a big wide receiver, big option for us. I think he's going to have a breakout year. He needs to get some touchdowns. He needs to get some of those charges, which I think he will. And I think Mike Woods and Trey Knox will take that other step forward, and we're going to have three good wide receivers to play this year.
Talking with Richard Smith, former Arkansas wide receiver, former All-American track athlete here on the Morning Rush. Richard, we've had a number of different former Razorbacks on, and the question we always ask them every single time, hey, what do you think about the program in its current status? You ended your career with two back-to-back 9-win seasons. You went to the SEC championship as a junior. Just kind of your overall opinion on where the program is right now and how you think Sam Pittman can help get it back.
Well, obviously, the last 3 years hasn't been well for us. And I think right now, the morale around the kids, everybody's kind of excited. It's something new. They're energized. They actually feel like that they're going to take a step forward this year as a team. And that's the big thing for me as a former player. As a team, I just want to see them be competitive. And I think if they're competitive, we're going to win some games. It doesn't matter who we play. Obviously, you have the one or two schools, majority of Alabama, but You have those schools that you may not play with the whole game, but I think if we're competitive, we could play with anybody. And that's the mindset we had when I was in school here with Houston Nutt. He used to have us so amped up that we thought we could beat anybody, and we would go out there as that, you know, media and other people would say, a less talented team, and we would go out there and win games.
Or being down a certain amount of points, and I know the game that you've probably been asked about before has to be Miracle on Markham, LSU 2002. You guys down 14 points in the fourth quarter. Fred Talley has that long touchdown run. And then people forget, yes, everyone remembers Decorey Birmingham catching that pass, cornering the end zone for Matt. Richard, people forget you're the one that caught the first ball, man. It wouldn't have happened if you hadn't beat your defender and gotten, I can't remember, what it was, 40, 50 yards downfield? What's going through your mind on that particular play?
Well, to be honest, it was one of those things where I'm supposed to run a go route, and we were going to hit maybe a 20-yard out. And I think the DB knew that we were going to run that 20-yard out, and he just stopped. And when he stopped, Matt was getting ready to throw that 20-yard out, and he just all of a sudden threw the ball to me. And I'm just looking at the ball, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, the ball is coming to me. And all I can think about is make sure you catch this football. Make sure you catch the football. And I mess with Matt about this a lot. If he would have threw the ball maybe 10 yards further and I wouldn't have had to wait on the football, it would have been a one and done. It's kind of funny. We mess around with each other when we see each other. I mess with Decorey because I'm like, if you go back and look at the tape, I'm about 5 yards in front of Decorey when he catches that ball in the back of the end zone. I'm at the front of the end zone, almost the front of the end zone. I'm like, dude, I could have went up and got there. I could have got there from you. I'm just going to visit with my teammates about that when I see them.
You mentioned some teammates, and you mentioned earlier Ahmad Carroll and Eddie Jackson. Do you spend any time around those guys? And if you're around Eddie Jackson, for those that don't know, he's got a kind of made a career in displaying his culinary skills. What's the best thing maybe he's cooked up for you?
Well, obviously, when we were in college, as we call him, E-Jack, but Eddie Jackson, he would always be like, hey, guys, let's go buy some chicken. You guys buy some chicken, I'll cook it for you. And so I actually do talk to him from time to time. He comes back to Fayetteville. We usually get to hang out. Obviously, there's some other teammates of mine, like Sparky Hamilton, Jim Beasley, that I live around. And we hang out a lot more. But, yeah, Eddie comes back. He cooks. It was fun being in college with somebody like that because, obviously, I was a young college student athlete. I didn't know much about cooking, so it was easy for me just to go to Walmart or Harps and just buy some stuff and take it over there and have them cook it for everybody.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Sparky. I get to see him on a regular basis. We officiate football together, and there is not a finer individual than Sparky Hamilton.
Yeah, and he was one of the guys that you probably don't know that got me into officiating. And so I do football and basketball, and Sparky was a big reason for that. Obviously, when I moved back to Arkansas, I told you guys I used to coach, and when I moved back to Arkansas, I was in that limbo. Do I want to coach or do I want to, you know, get on the other side? And I didn't feel like after doing it for 6 years that I wanted to go back and be, a sixth and seventh grade coach and work my way back up. And so I just decided to do the officiating part.
Yeah. Richard, before we let you go, man, you had a little stint with the Kansas City Chiefs. Big win for Patrick Mahomes and company last night. How happy were you to see the Chiefs pull out the W?
I'm very happy. The organization, I love the organization. They gave me an opportunity. Obviously, as you said, I was a free agent, undrafted free agent. They gave me an opportunity to come out there. People don't know this. I went up there on a tryout camp basis. I went up there. They gave me a number 38 as a wide receiver in that camp. And I ended up making a bunch of plays at camp because it was all rookies back then at the tryout camp with the guys that got drafted. And ended up making some plays, and then they offered me a contract. And then with the training camp, a couple guys got hurt, and me making the opening 53-man roster my rookie year. It was kind of mind-blowing.
That's awesome, man. Well, it was good to see them win last night, and cool story for the first time here on the Morning Rush. Richard Smith, former Arkansas Razorback wide receiver and All-American track and field athlete. Richard, appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully we'll get to see some of that Kendall Briles explosive offense that you're talking about in 2020.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it. Thank you, guys. Bob Cook.